The KB Chronicles, the series of outlandish events.
Stay curious.
Stay curious.
Okay.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the BK Chronicle. The KB. What are we? The KB Chronicles.
We're not Burger King. I can tell you that.
We are officially back for the summer. You get us for 3 months until we go back on hiatus.
We're like eight.
So we have another episode. This is going to be a conspiracy episode. This one is a little... I believe some aspects of it. But it's a little, it's interesting. It's interesting.
It's the one I think it is, but if it's not, I'll still be excited.
So I believe some aspects of this conspiracy, but okay. You'll be like, for some of the points that I make, you're going to be like, okay, this is absolutely not it. This is not true. I can already hear it in my head because I was also like, why do people believe this?
Have I heard of it before, do you think?
How
popular is it on a scale from like that?
It might be like a 6.5, maybe.
Okay.
It's like, it's kind of like not huge, but it's like pretty known in the conspiracy realm.
Okay.
So, we are going to be touching down and getting off of an airplane in the Denver airport. So, this is going to be about the conspiracies behind the Denver airport.
The Denver airport has conspiracies?
Oh, they have a whole bunch.
No way! I've never heard of these. I don't think I've heard these.
Yeah, they have 1, 2, 3, 4 separate conspiracies that are behind this wonderful airport.
Oh my God.
Because it's actually a really big airport, and we're going to kind of get into the layout and some of the artistic choices that were built into this airport. So I'm going to kind of get into the intro and just kind of give some background information about just about the airport itself and all that wonderful jazz. So welcome to the Denver airport, where there are Nazi runways, remote locations, underground bunkers, aliens, and artistic depictions of the apocalypse. So yeah, aliens. That's the part where I was like...
Nazis,
yeah. So all my information that I get is from the Denver Post and Threlist.com. So all of my information comes from there if any of our listeners want to check it out. Or, you know, if you're curious, Bailey, you want to check more into it. Mm-hmm. So the Denver airport opened in 1995. So in reality, not that long ago, but kind of long ago, about like 20-some years ago.
Wait, 1995?
Yeah. So
there's like Nazi stuff.
We'll get into that. Okay, so like it'll be explanatory in itself when you're like Nazis. So, conspiracy theories about the Denver Airport, International Airport, soared more than 2 decades owing to the airport's mix of bold public art, unusual architecture, infamous construction problems, and an internet-fueled cycle of self-feeding paranoia. So, the airport plays into the conspiracies. Jesse Ventura helped popularize them with a 2012 episode of his TV show Conspiracy Theory. And many
when was that?
2012.
I would have been 12.
Yeah.
There was a conspiracy theory TV show?
Yeah, it was. The TV show was literally called Conspiracy Theory.
Maybe I've seen that.
Maybe.
Would it be on like the Discovery Channel?
You know, if they put the Ancient Aliens show.
Oh my God, this is my hill that I die on.
Yeah.
On the History Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that History Channel? I'm personally calling out the History Channel right now. I will every time this gets brought up.
You know, I'll look into it here to see what channel that was on, but I would not be surprised if it was on the History Channel.
Yeah, why do we even call it the History Channel?
If there isn't accurate history.
No, I don't know.
Getting back into it, many news outlets also helped continue the report. So, like, again, the airport really plays into the conspiracies. Like, they play along with it. Like, it's all jokes and games. We have a CEO, quote, we have a CEO, Kim Day, who really embraces the conspiracy ideas, end quote.
Wait, CEO of what?
Huh? CEO, I think, of the airline. Airport.
The airport?
Yeah.
And she likes the conspiracy theories? Well, you know what? Maybe it gets some, like, talked about. I've never really even heard of the Denver airport.
Yeah, like, I think I have some information that will go into more of... Not, like, why they play into it, but there is an article that I read that explains why they go into, like, why they play with it and, like, goes into the information, like, each conspiracy and, like, explains why they play into it. So, I thought that was really interesting.
Wait, so they treat it like a gimmick?
Yes, then basically.
Of course there's going to be evidence for these conspiracy theories if they're, like... Yeah. Oh, well, I like that thought. Let's actually implement that into it.
Yep.
Well, then it's not even a conspiracy theory anymore.
Yep.
It's more like a sideshow attraction.
Yeah, basically. It's interesting because they do play it like it is like some kind of game. But then, it, like you said, it takes away from the conspiracy as well. So Heath Montgomery, who is a senior public information officer for the DIA, quoted that we decided a few years ago that rather than fight all of this and try and convince everybody there's nothing really going on, let's have some fun with it, end quote. So there's our explanation that they just wanted to have fun with it. So 2016 marks a turning point in the airport's marketing savvy. For the first time, DIA is featuring a modest museum-style exhibition of the most notable and admittedly least controversial theories in honor of October as, quote, conspiracy month, end quote. Events have included a conspiracy-themed costume party and free close encounters of the third kind screening, chosen because the coordinates of the alien landing in the 1977 film supposedly point to the DIA's location. In reality, it's an empty field 51 miles northwest of the airport. Hmm. So, again, they're throwing parties and they're having costume parties and screenings of shows and stuff. So they're really playing into the idea. Most of the theories are so laughable and easily disproved that DIA is happy to weaponize them as marketing tools that in turn translate to an estimated hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars in free publicity, Montgomery said. Those aren't even pictures of our airport, he said to a BuzzFeed video played on a TV screen behind him in a conspiracy exhibit, which runs through October 31st in the main terminal. So again, this was back in 2016. People see it out of context and then continues the dialogue. YouTube is a big propagator of this. There's been so much misinformation out there that people just regurgitate and spout it without thinking of addressing the reality behind it. So the last sentence I will say to conclude this intro to the history behind and why they play into it. To get to the heart of their continuing popularity, a Denver Post team was granted behind the scenes and underground access to examine the theories, facts, history of the country's sixth busiest airport, which expects to see a record of 58 million travelers by the end of 2016. So I really wonder how much it's gone up since 2016, because that was, what, 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So are we ready to get into the conspiracies?
Yup.
Okay. So the first one we're going to cover is secret societies. So the theory is the Freemasons, a centuries-old secret society, has controlled the airport ever since it opened, with ties to the New World Order, a group of global elites who wield power over their international affairs.
My uncle's in the Freemasons.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of my family was, and then my dad is it... I'm about to roast the Freemasons. Well, they wouldn't let my dad's grandpa, who's the sheriff of the town next to us, with the college, they wouldn't let him be in the organization because he had deformities on his hands. And so my dad was like, well, I'm not going to join then.
Wow.
They're not as cool as they sound.
Yeah, when I was reading, I was reading into the Freemasons, and I'm like, oh, they sound pretty interesting, pretty cool that they have all these connections to an airport and all this kind of fun stuff. So the history behind this theory, a dedication plaque at the airport's south entrance near the Westin Hotel and RTD University Colorado A-Line dated March 19th, 1994, contains a time capsule and bears the symbol of the Freemasons, as well as a reference to the New World Airport Commission.
But this is only made in the 90s.
Yes, 1995. So I don't know. What did I say? 1994. Was when the time capsule was made. So strange markings have also been noted around the airport, supposedly indicating secret or alien languages. The capstone laid over the sealed time capsule had writing etched into the stone, which read "People of Colorado" in 2094. And along with it was the square and compasses symbol of the Freemasonry and the names of two grandmasters, along with the group which I mentioned, the New World Airport Commission. On top of it being linked to the Freemasons, it is also widely believed that it also holds the headquarters of the Illuminati.
Where is this time capsule located within the airport?
It is, so the time capsule is by a plaque in the airport's south entrance near the Westin Hotel and RTD University of Colorado A-Line.
Why is this, like, weird? Like, that makes kind of sense, I guess, that they'd put a time capsule in something if they helped, if they contributed to the founding or making of said building or structure. Like, yeah. Any organization. Like, that's not an uncommon thing for organizations to just be like, oh, let's put a time capsule in this, you know?
Yeah. No, I
completely... So why is that weird? Especially if it's there. Like, it's there. Like, we could go and see it. It's not, like, a rumor that it's there.
Yeah, it's there. There's pictures of it.
So, like, we could go see it. Why is this weird? I'm not seeing the weirdness in this.
So, I'm about to get to the weirdness of it. So, they said that this was also believed to be the headquarters of the Illuminati. So I guess the time capsule itself, I guess I don't understand as well why it's like, oh, it's so weird that the Freemasons had, I mean, it's a real organization.
Yeah, it's a real organization of real people. And I feel like any one of us could be like, oh yeah, I know at least one person in a branch of the organization.
Exactly. So I think it's, I don't know if it's because of the Freemason. I don't know. Okay, so I don't know if it's because they have ties to the New World Order, which the New World Order is kind of basically like,
I don't know. The Illuminati, right?
Well, it's a different organization, pretty close to the Illuminati. There's so many different ones. Like, you have the Illuminati, New World Order. You have the Lizard People. Like, they're all believed to be doing the same damn thing, you know.
I thought people in the Illuminati had the agenda of the New World Order or something like that.
Something like that. I don't know. So, again, like, they believe the headquarters were of the Illuminati were there. The reason many believe this is because the project was more, like, so the project, the airport, the bill of the project was more expensive than expected. So it was believed that the Illuminati finished the DIA's construction in exchange for the secret society using the property. So according to the DIA website, rumors say that the first few buildings on the property were not built properly, but instead of them demolishing demolishing those buildings, the airport simply buried them and built more buildings on top, giving the Illuminati its own, quote, underground lair, unquote.
So what they're saying is they built buildings on the ground, from the ground up, on the ground.
That weren't, and then,
they weren't right.
Yeah, weren't built
but
properly.
They didn't tear them down. They just built on top of them like a tell. This doesn't make sense.
They buried the buildings, okay? They buried the buildings, like, that weren't built.
They knocked them over and buried them?
I guess.
But you just said they did it because it wouldn't be an underground layer if they were built, like, demolished.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right.
So okay, well, hear me out. Is the airport on a hill? Because this is like actual anthropology stuff. Like over in the Middle East, in the Levant area, we have things called tells, and it's where a like people lived for very long periods of time, and instead of moving, they just built on top of other buildings. They just built on top of like their previous things, whether they were like they would like knocked over sometimes, stuff like that. But it creates a mound. It's called a tell. So like if how is the airport built on top of the buildings? Is it on a mound?
I'm trying to look and it doesn't look like it, but it's out in like a desert.
People don't think. If it's on a desert, you'd see a hill built on top of the building.
So when I said that there were some where I was like, WTF, this is one of the ones where I was like, I don't know, because it doesn't really make any sense. So they're making a big deal about the Freemasons and a time capsule. What?
I feel like people saw the, like, what is the official name for the Freemasons? Is it just the Freemasons?
Yeah, it's just the Freemasons.
Well, I'm sure people saw, like, the Freemasons. They're like, that's a secret of order. And then they were like, you know what else is a secret of order? The Illuminati. And so they just made a big jump.
Yeah. Especially since, like, they said, like, the Illuminati paid, like, finished the DIA's construction. Mm-hmm. And in exchange for that, it gave them, like, a new underground lair.
So what they're saying is they built on top of the original buildings.
Yes.
And, okay.
Well, that is it for that conspiracy.
Okay, I think that one's like low on my list because you would obviously see some type of mound if they built on top of the original buildings, first of all. And it's not. It's on a flat desert, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, and the second, I think people saw the Freemasons and freaked out because the Freemasons is a legitimate organization. Yeah. And like it's around today, a lot of people are in it, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like they saw that and then like freaked out or like Illuminati, and that was their connection, you know what I mean? Because there's no evidence of the Illuminati, like anything to do with that besides the Freemasons.
Yep. I agree.
Okay. That one's low on my list. That one's low.
So I am going to send you two pictures, okay, for this one.
Okay, and I'll post them on the Instagram.
Yes. So we're going to get into the artistic clues to the maybe possible future of the apocalypse.
Damn.
So I'm going to give you visual aids so then you can understand. I sent them to you over Snapchat. So can you open the horse one?
It's a horsey.
So the theory is the airport's 40-piece public art collection, most notably its colorful 28-foot wide murals by the artist Leo Tanguma, its Notre Dame gargoyle sculptures near the east and west side baggage claim areas, and the Mustang sculpture, aka Big Blue Horse or Lucifer, near Pena Boulevard. Are
you
clues...
say Lucifer?
Yeah, it's called
like Lucifer. Blue Lucifer.
Yeah, Lucifer.
I love that.
So that is near Pena Boulevard, and these are clues to a sinister influence of the airport or at the airport. Alternately credited as Illuminati, Freemasons, New World Order, or the Nazis. So the number one thing people point out about the Blue Mustang is the statue's glowing red eyes as a nod to the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So,
oh my god.
So I'm going to explain this if people don't know. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are figures in Christian mythology appearing in the New Testament's final book, Revelation, an apocalypse written by John of Patmos, as well as in the Old Testament's prophetic book of Zechariah and in the book of Ezekiel, where they are named as punishments from God. If you can correct me on any misinformation I gave, if that was all correct. Okay. Though the artist who created the statue stated that the red color was in honor of the wild spirit of the American West.
I feel that. Yeah. You know what? In the bottom, it looks like it's in a corral.
Yeah.
Like in a rodeo type.
Yeah, I agree. It looks.
I don't know. I feel like it's not that moving to me. Like, I'm not like, damn, that's so scary. It's the apocalypse. I'm like, no.
It's just a big blue horse with glowing red eyes.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
one of those movie openers.
Oh my god, what one is that?
You know what I mean?
Yes, I know.
Like the glow of the eye. And
yes.
The...
Which one is that?
It's not Lionsgate, is it? No, the lion.
No, which one is that? I know what you're talking about, though.
It literally looks like that, though.
Yeah. So, continuing in the beginning, I mentioned the mural by Leo Tanguma called Children of the World Dream of Peace.
Wait, is that the second one?
Yep, that's the second one I sent
you. You know what? Let me tell you what this reminds me of.
Yeah, please give me your thoughts on this before we actually go into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, before you, like, tell me the interpretation is. When I look at this, if I were to be analyzing this, first, I'd love to read what that paper is in the bottom right corner, if you can read it. When I look at this, I see just a commentary on either, like, Fidel Castro type energy, like, you know what I mean, like a dictator, an overlord situation. Like, I'm not seeing end of the world. I'm seeing this is just a commentary on what happens when you have someone in charge like that. And then, like, there's a gas mask, and then there's a dove for peace.
Yeah,
and the sword is like piercing the dove.
Yeah,
and then there's no peace. Clearly, I don't see this being the end of the world. I see this being like. Someone just painting about, like, I wouldn't say communism per se, but I'd say something along those lines. Like,
no, I agree with you.
Yeah. I would say this is something about the past, not the future.
Yeah. So the piece depicts, as we just did a little art analysis, the piece depicts a soldier wielding a sword and a bayoneted machine gun as distraught children cower at his feet. The imagery of this piece is alleged to have Nazi imagery in it, which links to proof of a fascist secret society. Many conspiracy theorists have suggested that the sword symbolizes the Masonic Shriners International cult logo. Another fixation is the DIA's random gargoyle statues that seem to watch over the airport. Throughout centuries, gargoyles have been used in architecture as a totem to ward off evil spirits and protect the buildings. Many of these gargoyles are placed at baggage claim to protect travelers' luggages. Sorry, I didn't send you the gargoyles. I'm super.
Wait, but what is it? What do they say about this painting?
Oh,
the
okay,
one
so,
has like this guy.
So I'm gonna go. So there's a portion that I'm gonna go after I give you all the theories. There's a portion I'm gonna go into that explains a little bit more into each one, like more history.
Okay, I just don't get why people say it's apocalyptic. Like, you could then, by this logic, take any art that's been made about any tragic point in our history, whether it's through World War II, whether it's like anything like that,
yeah,
and be like, it's apocalyptic. It's like, no, it's clearly depicting something that we've been through as a world.
Clearly, so from your perspective and my perspective, we know how to depict and to break down and analyze art. I think at a first glance, people are probably like, oh, this guy, he's wearing a gas mask. He has, like, a sword. It looks like it has, like, this energy on it where it's giving off, like, that apocalyptic feel. Like, but in reality, if they probably did more research behind the artist and more of his artwork, you can guess that, you know, this artwork really isn't depicting an apocalypse.
Even looking at the hat and looking at the regalia, like, it's very much, like, an homage.
Yeah.
The World War II. Like, that's why I don't get why people are so, like, this is the end of the world. I'm like, well, I'm sure that the artist wanted you to have the feeling that it's the end of the world because many people thought that, like, in World War II. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's unprecedented.
Yeah.
But if you just look at this, it's very much an allusion to, like, a Nazi soldier or, like, the despair, like, people
so
people don't use their heads and Google is free.
Exactly. So for our listeners, since this is not a visual podcast, Bailey will post the pictures so you guys kind of have an idea, or if you're listening to this and want to look it up, I said many times, just look up either Lucifer, Denver International Airport, or Children of the World Dream of Peace. It's even in the name of the painting.
Yeah,
Children of the World Dream of Peace.
Yeah, and he's in the doves right there, peace. That's
exactly. Yeah. So just do your research. So just a little history bit. So like most DIA conspiracy theories, this one roughly parallels the rise of the internet at the time of the airport's opening and has been given fuel over the years by radio hosts like George Nuri, TV conspiracy backer, again, Ventura, the guy that we mentioned earlier, and many others. They point to Nazi or fascist imagery in Taguma's murals on level 5 of the Jeppesen Terminal, the ominous and seemingly random nature of the gargoyles, and the fact that a portion of the 32-foot, 9,000-pound Mustang sculpture, which features glowing red eyes, again interpreted as a reference to the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Oh, this is the part. So the Lucifer, the big horse statue, that ended up falling on the artist Luis Jimenez and ended up killing him. And severed an, yeah, it fell on his leg. It severed an artery in his leg and ended up killing him.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but like, it's just so whatever. So that's just like the little history bit. So are you ready? I think this is going to be your favorite one. Are you ready for this one?
The aliens one.
Underground bunkers and aliens.
Okay.
So the theory is behind this one. Hidden beneath the airport's underground baggage transport. Underground baggage is transport tunnels, which they say is a secret bunker or series of bunkers designed to house billionaires and global political elites in the event of an apocalypse. Also, yeah. So also, they are bringing back in our very first episode of this podcast. The lizard people, aka reptoids, and other evidence of aliens are also throughout to be lurking down there.
Hear me out. Okay, I believe billionaires, what may have you, definitely do have bunkers.
Absolutely.
Like, I believe that for sure.
Absolutely.
But under the Denver airport, maybe not. Especially when a lot of them live not near Colorado.
No.
So that's a little far for me. But it makes sense.
Yeah.
I definitely believe Elon Musk has a bunker somewhere, and so does Bill Gates. But do I think they're under the Denver airport? No. Probably but maybe not. They have them. Like, I believe they have them, maybe for some people, sure.
I agree. I think it's definitely not like one of those things where, or like one of those ideas where it's like so bizarre to the point where it's unbelievable. I definitely think that they have bunkers down there. Okay. Whether to house billionaires or global political elites, who knows?
Why an airport, though? I would think a mountain.
Yeah.
An airport in the desert.
Yeah, because it would just be, if you think about it, if an apocalypse was to happen, it'd be in the middle of, that would be in the middle of a desert. I don't think I would particularly want to be.
Maybe because there's so much ground there. You know what I mean? There's so much space there. Sure, you could have like a literal, because we have evidence. I watched like a documentary on like old bunkers, or even just like the president's bunker. You know, like that's cool.
Yeah,
I've seen that stuff. Like an old one that was obviously he won't use it anymore because they show it on TV. But
yeah,
stuff like that. So I believe it's that stuff actually is a thing. But is it under the Denver airport? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? That's something. So the history behind this is contractors who originally worked at the airport, which went over budget and opened 16 months behind schedule, reportedly saw evidence of bunker entrances and unexplained tunnels. A multi-million dollar automated baggage system failed to work as designed, fueling doubts about the intent and scale of the construction. An alien drawing has appeared on walls and blurry footage of lizard people has appeared on conspiracy websites. So let's talk about that sentence, okay?
Wait, but hang on. I want to talk about, so that guy thinks that guy insinuated that the airport was just a cover up for the bunkers.
I mean,
like, that's what was insinuated there.
Yeah. This
was all just a farce to build the bunkers, because he said the million-dollar baggage thing didn't work. What was that sentence again?
So, So the guy said a multi-million dollar automated baggage system failed to work as designed, fueling doubts about the intent and scale of the construction.
Yeah, so like that guy basically said the whole, like, this whole thing seems, I'm picking up really sketch vibes.
Yeah.
Because he was like, why would this not work?
Yeah.
Basically is what he said. Wow. So he thinks That's the whole, like, it wasn't even, like, the airport was just a cover-up, but they needed to put something on top of the bunker.
That's very interesting. Honestly, to me, that's interesting.
I believe that.
Yeah, I do too. I think this is one of the most, like, when I was doing my research on this one, I was like, wait, this makes the most sense out of all of them, that, you know, that this could be a possibility under
Sure, I believe this one.
Yeah. So, the next sentence I wanted to talk about was the alien drawing that appeared on the walls and a blurry footage containing lizard people has appeared on conspiracy websites. I just want to talk about that there is blurry footage. Most likely does not exist.
Do you have the image of the drawing?
No,
the-
I did not see it at all.
Suspicious.
Because when you say a blurry footage of lizard people, if it's blurry, then how, what's the word that I'm looking for? How much can you rely on that footage?
But, like, you said that there was a drawing on the wall or something?
Yeah, alien drawing. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. So, with these underground bunkers, though, they were thought to be built by the lizard people or aliens that will serve as a safe place for the world's elite during the apocalypse, according to the DIA website. So, they put this on their website.
But why would the lizard people build bunkers for the billionaires? Why do the lizard people care about the billionaires?
Exactly.
Unless they're insinuating the billionaires are the lizard people. But in that case, then the billionaires built bunkers. I believe the billionaires built bunkers. Do I believe the lizard people built the bunkers for the billionaires? No.
No, because if, you know, we go back to the episode, our first episode, the lizard people, we know that they're trying to take over the government. They're trying to cover up and become people. I don't think they're going to be nice enough to build bunkers for billionaires.
Yeah, back in 1995, heck no.
Exactly. So, according to the Denver Post, other theories state that the tunnels directly lead to the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or known as NORAD, which is located about 100 miles south of the airport in Colorado Springs. But research behind this says that the new DIA has only been opened for about 25 years. I don't know why that says new. There was no other. It was just built 25 years. That's just the normal Denver International Airport. And it could possibly take decades to construct a tunnel of that length.
That they want you to think.
Yeah. So it is also known that there are at least 6 underground levels below, which many believe serve as an Area 51, complete with experimentation on aliens and retro engineering of UFOs. This theory appears to have originated from contractors who worked at the site in the 1990s and saw mysterious tunnels and entrances to which these tunnels link back to the failed underground baggage transport system.
Okay. Which is it? Was it built on top of old buildings for the Illuminati? Does it have underground levels? Or does it have underground bunkers? These people need to get their conspiracy theories together before I can get on board with them. They just contradicted themselves 3 times.
Yep.
Okay. I do not think that Area 51, like an Area 51 facility is under the Denver Airport. I think that that would be its own
building.
Its own thing.
Yeah.
Do I believe in aliens? Sure. Do I believe in Area 51 used to house aliens? Sure. But do I think that it's underneath the Denver Airport? No. Because logically think about that. Why would they put such like a high security thing underneath a place that billions of people go through a year?
It just doesn't make any sense, because if we think about Area 51, we know how locked down that place is. And if you step 1 foot inside that place, you get shot down. There is no pleading for your life. You are getting shot down. So, like you said, why the hell would they put another Area 51 in the bottom of an airport where there are millions of people walking through it every single day?
I literally don't even think that Area 51 is Area 51. Like, I think Area 51 is now a guise. Like, you can't tell me they still use Area 51 as...
Oh, they probably don't.
Like, place. My dad likes to tell everyone. His uncle or someone used to... What was his... Something to do with Fort Knox. Like, he had something to do with Fort Knox. and he told him that aliens were real. And now ever since then, my dad is always like, like ever since he was a fool, he's like, aliens are real. And my uncle said that.
That's funny. So that pretty much concludes that conspiracy.
Okay, that one, I believe bunkers are underneath it for billionaires, sure. I don't believe that there's an Area 51 level thing under there, and I don't believe that lizard people are just, like, chilling
either. I'm with you there. So, I'm about to send you another picture for our next and last conspiracy that we'll be talking about. This one's kind of short. This one's kind of explanatory in itself. So, we're going to be talking about the Nazi runways. Ooh. At this airport. So I sent you the picture of the layout of this airport.
Oh, shit.
So you can kind of see where they're getting the Nazi idea from.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that definitely looks like a swastika.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice it at first, but yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Who designed that? I'd like to have a talk. Like...
So the theory is the DIA's location... So the DIA's location, approximately 25 miles from downtown Denver, the swastika-shaped runway configuration and various barely concealed symbols of Nazism and fascism hint at any numbers of sinister plots, dare to say. Also, a tunnel is said to connect DIA to NORAD, which we talked about in the last conspiracy, nearly 100 miles to the south near Colorado Springs.
That's so embarrassing for them.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, though?
What do normal airports look like? Because I'm trying to think, like, how would they configure runways? I'm like, I guess logically that makes sense. They're all in different directions. But let me see an air. Give me an airport near us. Don't give me an airport. Give me any. I'll look up the JFK.
Yeah, do like the JFK. I was looking above you of it. That one's not shaped like that.
No, it's more like a square. Okay, what's another big airport?
What's the one in Los Angeles?
LAX.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no. Yeah. I tried to be like, maybe, because it made sense.
Yeah.
Like, when you look at it, you're like, oh, I guess, because they, like, how else are you going to position the tarmac?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no.
That one's very...
You don't have to do it that way.
So, the little history that I have, Nazi conspiracy theories have been among the most popular online for the last two decades, and despite its recent tongue-in-cheek embrace of most conspiracies, DIA officials have shed from directly addressing them, which some see as a sign of their validity. Quote, we do have some subject matter that we wanted to either just avoid or tread very lightly with, end quote, said DIA's Kaufman in response to a question about what made the cut for October's exhibit in the main terminal. Quote, some things are worth debunking, others aren't, end quote.
Yeah, so what I'm getting is the people in charge who may have been fans of a particular fascist.
Yeah.
You know what? This one kind of is. What are the odds of it looking like? You can't tell me. Like, no one just sat down by themselves and were like, "Let me just quickly sketch this out," and like didn't notice it. Like,
exactly.
This was like a team. Like, this was like years of effort put into making this, and designers and architects and like all kinds of stuff. And you can't tell me not a single person was like,
There has to be one person had to be like, hey, I don't think this is appropriate. It kind of looks like something that, you know, we shouldn't really be depicting, let alone making our runways look like that.
Yeah, and like the only other thing that I could think of that would justify this is if they were working with limited space and this was the only land that they owned. Like, you know what I mean? That they had to put. But I doubt that. I really do.
Especially if it's in the middle of, like, you know, like when we think of airports, a lot of them are in near city.
Yeah, like JFK and LAX and stuff like that. Wow, this really is a swastika, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what are people saying that saying about it?
They just said that the DIA has been shielding away from that. They aren't really answering or addressing, you know, the layout of how it is, which a lot of conspiracy theorists say they see as a sign of their validity.
But they're saying that people in charge were, like, Nazi sympathizers, or what?
They just said, we do have some subject matter that we wanted to either just avoid or tread very lightly.
No, like, what's the conspiracy theory? Like, this isn't a conspiracy theory. It looks like a swastika, but what's the conspiracy theory behind it? Like, people in charge were Nazis? Like, what was it?
It just said, barely concealed symbols of Nazism and fascism hint at any number of sinister plots. Theorists say. So they're just saying that basically what you said, it could be behind the idea of fascism, Nazism, sinister plots. That's the theory.
That's not a theory though. Like, I thought there'd be like a conspiracy theory.
That's what it said on the website that I got my information from. The DIA's location, approximately 25 miles. Swastika shaped runway configuration and various barely concealed symbols of Nazism or fascism hint at any number of sinister plots.
I said the gargoyles look funny but kind of cute.
Yeah.
I think that they're fun. Why do people take everything out of context? Like, that's actually really adorable. Like, the fact that it's in the luggage.
Yeah.
I think it's clever. Oh, and, like, the second half of the art piece about the children thing with, like, the rainbow and all the countries coming together and taking down fascism. That's literally a World War II. What? Everything can be taken out of context. Okay, here is the paper that I wanted to read that I saw. It says, I once was a little child who longed for other worlds, but I am no more a child, for I have known fear. I have learned to hate. How tragic, then, is youth, which lives with enemies, with gallows ropes. Yet I still believe I only sleep today, that I will wake up a child again and start to laugh and play. So that was the paper at the bottom, and it was a 14-year-old who died during World War II. It was written by a 14-year-old child who died in World War II. So people are dumb, and they don't use Google. And it's free. I mean, look, I just debunked all of that.
Exactly. So do we want to get into the facts? The facts behind all of these? I will say,
given that knowledge, that these murals are clearly not apocalyptic, but in homage to World War II, the fact that the airport itself is a swastika is weird.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. So, we're going to dive into the facts behind all of these conspiracies, because as you can tell, some of these are kind of a little whack. Some of them are. So, we're just going to go into the facts about the Freemasons. While the Freemasons are a legitimate, fraternal, and historically cloistered organization with civic ties to the airport's dedication, there is no evidence to suggest they have a hand in ongoing planning or decision-making at the civilian facility. Anti-Masonic conspiracies that date back more than a century were clearly dusted off and updated in advance of 2012's apocalypse fever. So we all know that, if you lived during the time of 2012. The time capsule to be opened in 2094 contains coins, a signed opening day ball from Coors Field, Mayor Wellington Webb sneakers, and a few Black Hawk casino tokens, among other items. The New World Airport Commission was named by Charles Ansbacher, an arts advocate who died in 2010. The name is a reference to Dvorak's New World Symphony, according to a 2007 Westword article. And the commission was created only to orchestrate DIA's opening festivities. The strange markings are Navajo language characters and references to other airport artists.
Wait, what was that?
So the strange markings that they found on the plaque, I didn't mention
which
that.
Plaque?
The plaque that they had at the airport where the time capsule is.
Oh, you said that there was strange, like, writing on it. Alien writing.
That was down in the bunkers.
No, you said on the plaque for the Freemasons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry. There were strange markings that have also been noted around the airport, supposedly indicating secret alien languages. So that's around the airport, down in the bunkers, and there were weird markings on the plaque as well.
But now it's clear that they're just Navajo writing, is what
you
said?
Yeah, it says the strange markings are Navajo language characters and references to other airports' artists.
I'm tired of people literally dismissing indigenous peoples across the world, honestly, as alien, as everything that is done by them, because people don't know what they do and aren't educated on the topic, are just like, it's aliens. And then it breeds misinformation like this, and now people don't actually know that it's Navajo writing, and I'm sure it could be translated or something, or has a really nice meaning. But instead, everyone knows it to be the alien markings on the Freemason plaque that has to do with the Illuminati. And that's just disgusting.
Yep. And, like, the clear one for that is also, like excusing the fact that we have these indigenous people, like, with the freaking pyramids. Like, that's the common one. People are like, oh, it's the aliens that built the pyramids. No. Don't be freaking stupid. Do your research. Like you said. Like Bailey said, Google is free.
For real. A lot of, like, old shit, like,
exactly.
Stonehenge, like, literally anything that people are like, I don't know how it's done, therefore it must have been aliens.
Yep. So, the second one we're going to go into is the facts on the art. The meaning of Tanguma's murals is frequently divorced from the context of their creation, which tells a hopeful story of peace and environmental stewardship following times of war and pollution. Conspiracy theorists focus only on the grim imagery, but not the rainbow Latin resolution.
I just said that everything is a conspiracy when taken out of context.
Yep. Stated himself, quote, I have children sleeping amid the dove of peace, but the kids are dreaming of something better in the future, and their little dream goes behind the general and continues behind this group of people, and the kids are dreaming that day will happen someday, end quote.
Yeah, and that makes sense with the piece of poetry from the 14-year-old girl in the middle of World War II wrote. He talked about sleeping, dreaming, blah, blah, blah. Like,
so, the red eyes in the Mustang, so Lucifer sculpture, are a homage to the artist's father who worked with neon signs. Quote, hindsight's 2020, because it really could have been any color of neon, end quote, said Heather Kaufman, director of arts and public events for DIA. And the gargoyles, they have historically been used as decorative yet functional downspouts in general as longtime symbols of protection to ward off evil spirits. In DIA's case, they playfully playfully popping out of open suitcases on pillars.
Yeah, I think it's cute.
Yeah, I think it's cute too. I like that. So going into maybe one of the more believable ? Conspiracies that we talked about is the facts about the bunkers. Roughly 1,000 people work daily in the various levels underneath the airport, ferrying luggage among ticket counters, planes and baggage claim areas, and a pair of 7,000-foot-long tunnels that run alongside the airport's underground trains, which were not immediately ready to use upon the airport's opening. As seen during a tour of the tunnels provided to the Denver Post, a plumbing and electrical infrastructure appears to end at the underground area's lowest level. Hiding anything else under it would be an engineering feat on par with tunnel that connects England to France. Furthermore, over the years, little personal touches have been made, Montgomery said to the tunnels, pointing to the hand-drawn alien image as well as decidedly non-alien themed graffiti like smiley faces. As he drove an electric golf cart under a B concourse, the automated baggage system was actually used in various capacities, mostly by United Airlines up until 2010. Quote, there's a certain mystique to anything you can't see, end quote, Montgomery said, of the 470,000 square feet of underground space. Quote, the fact of the matter is, it would take me 3 days to show you everything down here, end quote. Finally, airport workers have been known to wear lizard masks as pranks while the media are on tours, including one caught on camera by Fox 31 KDVR Denver in a video that has since been circulated as evidence of their existence. So that possibly could have been our blurry image of the lizard people.
That's funny.
Yeah, so basically in the end with the bunkers, with like the explanation of the aliens, they're basically just saying that the workers down there probably play along with, you know, the idea of all that. So lastly, the facts on the Nazi runways. A close look at the aerial photography of the supposedly swastika-shaped runways reveals a lumpy, misshapen, and largely interpretive swastika at best.
Really? I thought it was plain and clear as a swastika.
I agree with you. When you look at it, you're like, holy shit, it looks like a swastika. Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's not like one of those things where you have to squint real hard. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I looked at it and my immediate thought was, holy.
Yeah, I agree. The rotating fan-shaped design allows for optimal takeoff into and against the wind from different directions, depending on weather and traffic patterns. Additionally, a 90-mile-long tunnel from DIA's remote location to NORAD seems highly unlikely and cost-prohibitive. Given that the world's longest underground rail tunnel, the newly opened Swiss Alps traversing Gothard Base Tunnel, is less than half the length, 35.4 miles, and took more than a decade to excavate and construct. So that has a little, I guess not science, but just an explanation to why it was built like that. But still, I feel like there could have been maybe a couple other ways you could have built this airport.
Yeah, that was a big oof in my opinion.
Yeah.
The architects and designers for that, that's like a
yeah, I agree. So, all right, so we're going to go into our conclusion. So, in the end, there is a number of mundane explanations for all these theories we have discussed today. But what could actually be true? What could be false? The real question behind the DIA is, if the airport and its backers have spent decades and billions of dollars hiding secrets, global plots, and infrastructure, why jeopardize that work by putting so many obvious clues in plain sight? So, my question for you, Bailey, is for our end, do you really think that there are like this many things going on at the DIA? What theories do you believe are the most supported that could be true?
I think that the bunkers one quite possibly could be true, just because I know there are bunkers. Like, that's a fact.
Yeah.
I think that So I looked it up, and the theory for the swastika thing, the conspiracy theory, is that it's a, calling card for neo-Nazis. Like, it's, like, them being, gotcha. Like, it's supposed to be, like, representing how they're taking over.
Gotcha.
But I personally believe that to be a big oof on that part. I think that, like, logically, it would make sense to have, especially in a desert setting, to have tarmacs coming from multiple different directions. I think it was just a big oof.
Yeah. Like, just designing part, it was just not
Yeah, because you know what else is funny? That someone's in charge of the museum. I mean, not the museums. Well, they do have museums. Someone is in charge of that. But someone's in charge of, like, bringing the publicity back to the airport. And I'm assuming that they knew that it looked like a swastika,
yeah,
and they get kind of like sketchy about it, but the fact that they knew it was a swastika, so they hired an artist to come in and make anti-fascist, anti-Nazi paintings, just seems like a big like PR stunt to me.
Yep.
Like, they knew it looked like a swastika, and so now they have to be like, oh my gosh, like damage control. So they brought in an artist to make anti-Nazi imagery like all throughout the airport. So I truly think that they know it was a big oof, and they do not want that kind of attention. So they brought in that artist to fix that. So that's funny to me. That's Agreed. Where I think the explanation for that is.
I agree.
All the other ones, no, I don't believe it. I believe that there's layers underneath the like levels underneath the airport, simply because everything has those places that the people are not supposed to see. Like, even Disney World, know their tunnels and stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's things that the customers shouldn't see and therefore we're going to put it below. So sure, I believe that.
Yeah. I think I'm with you there, like the bunkers and, you know, the Nazi runway, like the runway, like again, there could have been some, like they could have just built that differently, but the bunkers one is the one that I'm really keen on as well, because like you said, there's people who do build them for billionaires and high political people. So
I just don't think it's underneath. Thinking more about, I believe in bunkers in general, but I don't think it's under an airport, especially like a kind of popular airport, because where's the first places that, say we even get into a war, where's the first places that are going to be like taken out? Big airport. So like, exactly. It doesn't make sense. You want a remote location where nobody will find you, exactly. And you can hoard all your supplies and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know if there's bunkers underneath it, but
yeah,
it's maybe around it. I don't know, in the desert, sure.
So, that kind of. I do have a quiz for you.
Okay.
It's kind of like a short, kind of stupid one. I was trying to figure out how to find a quiz that can kind of tie into this. So this quiz is about could you bring that on a plane? So it's items I'm gonna list to you.
I've never been on a plane. I had a dream last night. I was on a plane. What are the odds?
It's okay. I've been on a plane once and I didn't really like it, but it's interesting. So the first item I am going to give you is symbols, like, you know, like the big things that you use in band.
Can I bring it on a plane?
Yeah, can you bring that on a plane?
Like as a carry-on, or can I just plane it somewhere? Like, can I put it in my luggage and put it in the...
Just say, like, a carry-on. Just like you're bringing it on the plane.
You know what? Yeah, I bet you can bring them on a plane.
You are correct.
That's so weird. Why?
Can you bring canoe paddles
on a plane? No.
You're wrong. You can.
Why?
The next one.
Maybe they're collapsible. You put them in your overhead. I don't know.
That's true. That's true. So the next one is live fish.
Yes.
You're right. Antlers.
Wow. Antlers? Like animal antlers?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no, because I think animal products have to be like handled specifically.
This one, from where I got it from, said yes. Okay, these next two didn't really make any sense to me because they're kind of the same thing. So, bowling balls.
I mean, the answer seemed to be yes, so I'm going to say yes.
Yes. The next one, bowling pins.
No.
Yes, you're right. Can you bring fertilizer on a plane?
No. I'm going to say no because you can make bombs out of fertilizer.
Yep, you're right. You're right. Artificial bones.
Well, you can bring real bone. Why wouldn't you be able to bring artificial bone?
You're right. It's a yes.
Okay.
Can you bring a lacrosse stick on a plane?
I think you can bring a canoe paddle. Sure.
No.
Wow.
Bailey, can you bring a Harry Potter wand on a plane?
I'm going to say you can't.
You can.
Oh.
Can you bring a magic eight ball on a plane?
No, because I'm going to, like, explode or something.
There you go. You're right. You're right. And that concludes the quiz.
Ooh, I didn't do half bad on that.
No, you didn't. So, I really hope everyone enjoys this episode. I am excited to see what Bailey brings to us because, again, like I say every episode, I love your episodes, so.
I've got a good one. I got a fun one. I don't know if you'll have heard of it before, but it's fun. Well, ooh. It's tragic, but it's fun.
I feel like all yours is fun, but in some way it's tragic.
Yeah.
I think the next one I'm going to do, you already know about it because we talked about it. So I really hope you guys enjoy this episode. We're happy to be back.
Did you ever post the ghost?
Oh, well, so I posted that episode, but since we cut off early that episode, I had to like record a separate bit explaining what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Bailey and I had an encounter with a question mark, a ghost question mark, last episode, you can hear like heavy.
It said,
literally, that's what it sounded like. Like every single time we glitched, that's what it did.
It was so weird. It was the weirdest thing. It was weird.
It was weird. But if you guys enjoyed this episode, check us out on Instagram and Twitter. It's literally the same exact name as this podcast, the KB Chronicles. Give us a like, comment what conspiracies or history events you want us to cover. We say this every episode, nobody does it, but it would really help us out a lot in terms of communicating with you guys and what you guys like to hear. You got anything to say?
No.
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 So, we will see you guys soon. Well, we'll speak to you guys soon. And enjoy the summer. It's a
goodbye.
Oh. and again, you are listening to the KV Chronicles, the series of outlandish events.
You say unfortunate events. I mean, you're not wrong.
I almost said unfortunate events.